There's also much more opportunity for women to learn a living through education. That's another big growth area in the 18th century of schools, particularly in towns. And it's education of both sexes as well. So there are schools for boys, there always have been, but also many more schools for women. And one of the interesting things in the 18th century is the debate about education, and particularly education of women. What should women be educated to do? Should they be educated simply to be helpmates to their husband and ornamental, or should they be educated to actually contribute something more to society? Now, a lot of schools really were simply educating girls to be ornamental or accomplished, though in Pride and Prejudice they have a discussion about what makes an accomplished woman, and a lot of it is things like being able to draw and play music and to sew and to speak languages. But there is a sense that particularly girls from less wealthy families need to be educated to be able to support themselves, and this becomes a particularly pressing argument in the later 18th century. There are a number of women like Priscilla Wakefield who are really arguing that we've got to educate girls to be economically independent, because otherwise we're asking for disaster. They're going to either become dependent on the poor rates, or they're going to go into prostitution, or they're going to be a drain on the family. We need to educate girls to be independent, self-sufficient. That goes a step further with Mary Wollstonecraft, who says we need to educate girls not just to be economically independent, but to be political citizens. They are just as entitled to be citizens as men. We should give them the same education as boys. We shouldn't assume that they're any different from boys. They've got just as much rational capacity as men. And if we give them the same education, they too can make both a civil and a political contribution to society. This is pretty radical stuff. Mary Wollstonecraft gets called a hyena in petticoats, and people are very, very critical of her arguments, but it's a very interesting development that gets picked up rather later in the 19th century. There's a backlash in the early 19th century, but later Mary Wollstonecraft's writings are seen as very prescient of what women's role in society should be.